Pizza?
Well,
great,
that's not too bad.
Let's start with these. There's the pizza pack, everyone! Woo! Now, look this way, and do as I say, not as I do. Closing your eyes is not an option. Hands on your head. Hands on your shoulders. Hands on your head. Hands on your shoulders. Let me take it. Do as I say, not as I do. Unless they're the same thing. Let's not overcomplicate this, people. Hands on your knees. Hands on your shoulders. Hands on your heads. Hands on your shoulders. Hands on your knees. Now, for those of you who are looking into the distance or closing your eyes, that is officially what we call cheating. Let's try it one more time. Hands on your knees. Hands on your shoulders. Hands on your heads. Hands on your shoulders. Hands on your knees. Fingers on your ears. Fingers on your nose. Fingers on your ears. Hands on your heads. Hands on your knees. Fingers on your ears. Hands on your knees. Hands on your shoulders. Good! We can hear all that. That's it! See you next week!
How are we doing in German?
I once went to the club to a choir in Wales and they asked me to do all my warm-up exercises in Welsh. Which they found easier than I did, put it that way. Right, have a roll back on your shoulders. Do you have any Welsh speakers here? You do. I shan't try my warm-up then. Your hands, and just drop your chin down to your chest. Very small movement, just move your head around to one side. Back to the middle. And now to the side. Back to the middle. And up. Just pull out, have a little stretch. Whatever you feel you need to stretch. Lovely. And if you could now please adopt your best ballerina. What position is this? Thank you very much. First position. That's very nice. Faces are winning the ballet contest. Good. And we're just going to breathe in very gently and raise our arms in our best ballerina pose. Hello. And breathe in. Hello. Are you familiar with Carlos Acosta?
Yes.
Very famous, very beautiful. But I once inadvertently, I didn't realise it was him, I accidentally gave him quite a lengthy lecture on Harris Tweed. Before realising who he was and running away. You know, when you just happen to be chatting to someone as you walk out of a concert and they've got a Harris Tweed bag. And it was mortifying. One more. But he did teach me this, so that was something.
He makes good stories on your dog.
Oh, yeah. And I've got quite a few ballet stories, but I won't tell them all at once. Save them for the future. Lovely. We're going to do a shh sound, and I do this rhythm. Okay, I'll do it to an easier substance. Ta 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 ta. Okay? Let's just do it to a ta, just so we can practice the rhythm first. Three, and.
Ta ta ta.
Good, let's do that last episode. Ta 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 ta
ta.
Good, and now to a shh sound, please. Two, three. Good, and do you feel like you're engaging your whole body? Don't want any shh up here or down here. Right, can we do that now, please, to a zh sound? Zh. Two, three.
Shh.
good. Let's try that. You have to really engage your stomach muscles to make it work. There's the last bit of that. Two, three, and. Great. And now it's please sound. And. Just the last really hard to make it happen. All the effort's on here. Just that whole. Let's see the whole of that again. Two, three, and. Sounds like a horde of very drunk bumblebees. lovely. Can we have a B flat, please? We're just going to do a very sort of yawny open. Yeah, 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 yeah. Making lots of the yeah. I'm going to go up.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I'll do, we're going to do a sort of slightly extended arpeggio. Going, three, and. So when you get to the top, you imagine the R is picking you up. You don't have to hold back. Repeat it immediately, stick out, let's go. Once you're in an R, stay there. I'm such a geek, I have one of those. Do you have a favourite time signature? Mm. What's yours?
Seven.
Is it 7/8? You're like it too. Actually, I'm not going to do it for G. Can I have, let's start on a E-flat, actually. So it goes like this. Why don't we ever sing songs in seven instead of three or four? That's the whole song. Okay. You'll learn to love it. Why don't we ever sing songs in seven instead of 3 or 4? Why don't we ever sing songs in 7 instead of 3 or 4? Okay, so what we're doing is 7 is to do 3 plus 2. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I wanted a piece in 13/8 and sort of ended up having to just go around in a circle. Another way to do it. Let's put it down a bit. Why don't we ever sing songs in 7 instead of 3 or 4?
Why don't we ever sing songs in 7 instead of 3 or 4?
7 instead... Sorry, I'll start from the beginning. Why don't we... Let's just do that. Why don't we...
Why don't we... Why don't we... Why don't we... Why don't we...
Why don't we...
Why don't we... Why don't we?
Yes. Why don't we ever sing songs? Yes, it's a bit much.
Why don't we ever sing songs?
Yes, let's do it again.
Why don't we ever sing songs?
Okay, from the beginning then, an Irish blessing. Just the very last bar. hand. Good, right, so just a little bit of beautifying to do here and there. Can I hear please altos and tenors at the start?
Thank you.
beautiful. Surprise, when we get to fields, can you think rather than fields? Fields rather than fields. Okay? Lovely. And bass, at the beginning, your B flats were absolutely exquisite. But to make it more interesting for you, can you really think about the text? So really exaggerate the diction there so that we have gives a bit more shape. Okay? Sopranos, let me just hear. May the sun shine warm upon your face. From that moment. To give it the shape. May the sun shine warm upon your face. And you really work up there. So what we don't want is, may the sun shine warm upon. So we need to think horizontally rather than vertically. Let's have everyone feet at the beginning. Sit up nice and tall. They're sort of trying to, you know, emote wildly over here. slow down at that point, isn't there? May God hold you in the palm of his hand. I would not like to slow down there, because I think what we need to do is sort of work up to the repeat. What would be great is if we start this section really quietly. And until we meet again. And then when we get to the first time bar, the very bottom of the page, keep the tempo going and crescendo, get louder through hand, so we end with a big finish. So let's go from and until we meet again, starting quietly, not getting slower. Reflective and stodgy in a piece like this, okay? Let's go for reflective.
And until we meet again, until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
My suggestion would be when you do that top note, don't try and put the D on the end of God. Everyone else can make up that for that. It's very, very difficult to do the D up there and then move down to the H. Let's just do and until we meet. This is for the second and last time, just to give the top the final go there. And be tall.
And until we meet again. Oh,
okay. Okay, so let's start with verse one, please. Bar nine. Verse one. So let's just have a go in verse one, slightly slower now.
Thank you.
Just take a moment to revise the words. Okay, verse 2.
Thank you.
Bender, soprano to me, bar 29. Set quickly, on we go.
Set quickly, on we go.
Happy there, Thomas?
Yes.
Great. Altos. The very last chorus, 29 steps. Good. So, how many second altos have we got?
We're on second.
We're the second.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I forgot about that. So anyone who's singing second alto, let's do this from 29. Thank you.
Oh,
the only thing that felt a bit uncertain was going from the chorus into verse 3. So the last bar on the first page.
Is that a Thursday?
Second.
Okay, second of March.
Don't come on the third either.
No. And if you would like to see the other branch of the CBSO family that I look after, then please do come and see the CBSO Youth Orchestra on 26th of February at Symphony Hall. And tickets are available on the CBSO website. Great.
Let's have a break.
say. Booklet one. Yesterday. Right, let's stand, please, and have a think through yesterday.
Oh.
much in sparkle. Listen to the altos and tenors. Don't rush them. We're going to try not to do any vowel at all. So it's definitely not dumb or doom. It's doom. Yeah, doom. Try and avoid the vowel. Can I just hear that again, basses? Yeah, let's see if we can really get that. Together. Yeah, maybe just think about something a little bit longer in the Sean notes. It feels like you want to rush ahead. Not so tricky. Let's have everyone please from the beginning. Altos and tenors, I invite you to be buoyant with your blues. It sounded like do 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 do. So buoyant. Let us see. Nine at the top. 10 at the bottom. 471. Let's go straight to the letter C, please. Up to letter C, here we go. To the E flat, please. Lay on silver girl. Oh! altos, my challenge to you is to go for it here. Let the world of feeling bright. Okay. Bar 83. If you don't want to.
Are we not singing the
top tonight? You could do. I feel like it's there for the people who don't want to sing the top bit. I'd encourage you to embrace what we do as a soprano. Let's have a go and see what happens. Look around! And what? That sounded amazing to me. How many people dropped out at the top? Not too many. Tens and bases. Let's go from See How They Shine at the very end of page 9. Here we go.